Welcome. This guided meditation is a variation of the Buddhist loving-kindness practice and is designed to cultivate self-compassion. Just take a moment to make yourself comfortable. You can sit on a chair or a meditation cushion, making sure your back is straight and your body is soft and relaxed. You can close your eyes if that's comfortable. Just allow your body to settle in, to settle down, and take a moment to become fully present. Just checking in, feeling how your body feels today, and perhaps allowing it to soften just a little bit more with each out-breath. Becoming aware of your feet touching the floor, the weight of your legs and arms, your torso, shoulders, neck, and head. You can comfortably allow your body to surrender itself to gravity, allowing it to root down more and more, as you become more and more still, more and more relaxed, feeling the subtle flow of air going in and out of your body, your torso expanding slightly with each inhalation, and softening and melting back down to earth with each exhalation. Simply allow your breath to breathe your body, perhaps becoming aware of any micro movements as the result of this gentle flow of life. And maybe you can notice the gentle pulsation of your breath, your toes and feet, perhaps subtle movements in your calves, your shins, knees, thighs, perhaps in your hips, sacrum, lower back, abdomen. Just breathing. Just softening. Becoming more and more rooted. Becoming more and more still. Still more to discover. Perhaps pleasant sensations in your middle back, upper back, or perhaps shoulders. Continuing to allow your breath to soften any parts that could be more relaxed, more attuned to the gentle pulsation of life. Softening your solar plexus, your chest, allowing the front of your shoulders to melt down on the next out-breath. That's right. Becoming more and more comfortable. More and more relaxed. Allowing your arms and hands to softly become heavy. allowing your jaw to pleasantly relax and your tongue to become heavy, relaxing all the little muscles around your eyes and in between your eyebrows. Allowing your eyelids to become even more and more heavy as your body becomes more and more still. Relaxing the skin around your skull, and finally allowing your neck to become soft too. And simply take a few moments to just rest with the breath, enjoying the soft, gentle rhythm of life pulsating through you. Perhaps you can notice the peacefulness of being quiet, of resting, as you gently allow the breath to flow through you. While you continue to enjoy any pleasant sensations you might have, you can simultaneously allow to come to mind anything about yourself you might feel you have been struggling with lately. Something you might have been criticizing yourself for. Or something about yourself you might feel has room for improvement. Just whatever this belief or behavior might be, allow some space to become aware of your feelings about this. How did you feel when you thought about these experiences? Simply observe where you can locate these sensations in your body. Perhaps it felt like a weight on your chest, slight pressure on your solar plexus, or maybe some tension in your belly. Just what emotions did you feel when you thought about this way of functioning? Just allow a few moments to come to mind where you felt this way, and what situations, and which environments. And where were these emotions felt in your body? And actually just allow these sensations to be there. Just notice them. This is just a natural way of your body to let you know something wants to be healed. Something wants to be integrated. Something is trying to wake up. Welcome. I'm sure it makes sense. And just notice how much discomfort is caused by your own self-judgment. For example, fears of not being good enough. Some of our greatest suffering is caused by ourselves when we disconnect from self-acceptance, self-care, self-forgiveness, and self-love. Now, gently place your hand or both hands over your heart in a calm, soft, and soothing manner. And take a moment to really connect with your heart. You might even want to rub in a comforting, reassuring circle. Just feel your heart beating, the gentle and steady pulsation inside your chest. And notice if you can sense your heart being moved when you think about the experiences that made you feel not good about yourself. And what we'll do now is repeat some phrases, loving kindness phrases, designed to help you feel compassionate about the fact that you're an imperfect being. You do your best, but no one on this planet is perfect. We all need to learn in some way. We all make mistakes. We all get different outcomes than the ones we aim for. This is the human experience, and it's okay. This is how we learn, and this is how we grow. So just repeat the phrases silently. I'll say a few rounds out loud, and then you can continue to repeat them silently by yourself. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I love myself as I am. And just feel the warmth of your hand on your heart. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I love myself as I am. So repeat these phrases silently, really feeling the intention behind the words, offering yourself kindness, compassion, love, and acceptance. And as your mind wanders, which it will inevitably do, just come back to the phrases in your mind and reconnect to the felt experience of their intention. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I love myself as I am. Holding your heart with all the love you have in your being. Meeting your unintegrated parts with the love and support they needed when they got disconnected. Perhaps they did not receive it at the time, but you can be able to make a commitment to yourself to offer it from now on. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I love myself as I am. And maybe you can notice something shifting when you allow your love to flow in the cracks of your heart. Like the Buddhists say, a heart is meant to be broken. That's how the light gets in. May I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I love myself as I am. Really connecting with the felt experience of love. Connecting to where you feel love in your heart. And allow it to seep into all the places that need healing. And while you can silently keep repeating the phrases, you can allow your inner wisdom to reorganize anything that needs to be transformed, consciously or unconsciously, in order to feel whole. Now, may I be safe. May I be peaceful. May I be kind to myself. May I love myself as I am. Perhaps now is a good moment to connect to our fellow humans who also struggle with self-judgment. Our friends, loved ones, acquaintances, or anyone else who might be suffering. Just change the phrases slightly so we include everyone in our attention for self-compassion. May we be safe. May we be peaceful. May we be kind to ourselves. May we love ourselves as we are. May we be safe. May we be peaceful. May we be kind to ourselves. May we love ourselves as we are. Just gently keep repeating the phrases silently. And slowly bringing your attention back to your hands on your heart, just take a moment to thank yourself for taking the time to take care of yourself. Knowing that when you take care of yourself, you take care of others too. Making a commitment to yourself to be your own best friend. So when looking back, having made all those changes you wanted to, you'll find that it has been so much easier and more natural than you could have ever imagined. Observing how these new ways of functioning will open up new possibilities and allow new behaviors during the days, weeks, months, and years to come. Gently shifting your attention back to the present moment, leaving behind everything that needs to be left behind, and taking with you everything that will help you to lead a more pleasant and satisfying life. Now, may all be well, safe, and happy, and free.